Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, for those of you that have tuned in faithfully, I thank God for you that you have been tuning in from day one down through the years. This July will be 8 years that we have been coming forth over this worldwide network and platform to share God's word and the good news of Jesus Christ. And then for the new listeners on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God on tonight who's going to deliver God's word in the person of Minister Tawan Eppinger. He is a young minister of the gospel, and he is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, where I serve as the musician there. So he will be delivering God's word very shortly on tonight. So if you need your Bibles, if you can take notes and follow along, the word of God lets you know that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or to ever think that we're making up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it for yourself, what thus said the Lord in his word. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing right now. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we do know those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we know without a doubt that God still hears and answers all of our prayers. And not only do he hear and answer our prayers, he answers our prayers individually and then as a corporate body of believers. So we come in together on tonight, lifting up the name of Jesus in prayer. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hand. We thank you that you're not like man. You don't slumber nor sleep. You are a faithful God. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that you will get the glory. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise for it in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we come asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, minister to one Eppinger and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in Jesus' name, because your word lets us know, even though we are saved in Jesus' name, we do falter and we do sin. So we ask that you will forgive us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight, Heavenly Father. Thank you even for your sufficient grace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just another day that you have made and you've allowed us to wake up and see it without hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every angel that you have watching over us throughout the day and through the night. We come now in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I ask that you would touch my brother-in-law, Ken Jones, Heavenly Father. You know his situation. First and foremost, I pray that he will be able to hear your word once again because he is not saved. And I'm not ashamed to say it. He is not saved in Jesus' name yet. So we do know that you are able to even send a word his way. So I pray that you would send a word his way through one of your vessels, however you send it, that he will be able to hear your word and he will be able to receive your word, that he will open his mouth, his own mouth, and confess his own sins. And he would ask with his own mouth that Jesus Christ will come into his heart and save him. Is my prayer for him in the name of Jesus. Because you know his other situation, Lord, that he has some health challenges. He has come down with the COVID-19 virus. Not only him, but my twin sister, his wife, as well, is suffering with the virus. But my brother-in-law, Ken Jones, Heavenly Father, is suffering with Crohn's disease. He's a diabetic, and he's in line for a kidney transplant, and now he has started dialysis. So I pray that you would save him, that give him a chance to be saved in Jesus' name first and foremost. And then that you would save him, and then that you would heal his body, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that he would have a testimony, that he would not be ashamed or afraid, and that the world know that he is saved in Jesus' name, and that it is you who have healed him with your glory. And he would come to know his own individual God purpose, and that he would walk in it and live in it and fulfill it in the earth, that he would be able to draw others to you through Jesus Christ, that we too will be saved in Jesus' name, we pray. And then, Father, I lift up my brother in Christ, Minister Tuan Eppinger, who's going to deliver your word on tonight, his entire family, his wife, and his daughter, Heavenly Father, that is suffering from the coronavirus as well. Not only them, but all those that are dealing with this virus all over the land, and all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land for whatever reason, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders for your glory through your people in the earth in Jesus' name. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that have believed all over the land. I continue to lift up our family friend, Sister Bridget Douglas, who had lost her only son, Heavenly Father, and his homeborn son was this past Monday. So continue, and she's the only child. So continue to strengthen and comfort her, Heavenly Father, and not only her, but those that have believed all over the land. Let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you would move by your spirit through your man of God on tonight, through your word, through your Holy Spirit, that should there be any listener on the line on tonight or however they're listening to this ministry, if we are not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer that you would use this opportunity, that they would be able to hear your word and receive your word, and they too will open their own mouth, confess their sins, and they will ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them as well on tonight. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So help us, Heavenly Father, to decrease on tonight, so that you may increase in us, that you alone will get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So have your way, Lord, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, our scripture food for thought comes to us saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought is coming straight from the word of God. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. After Minister Tawan Eppinger has concluded with his message on tonight, do not hang up your phone. Do not go off the line, because he's going to play a closing song that will minister to your spirit as well as the word of God on tonight. And his closing song is going to be No Weapon. It's going to be sung by Fred Hammond. So you want to stay tuned, be blessed by this musical selection, this closing song, No Weapon by Fred Hammond, after Minister Eppinger have concluded with the word of God on tonight. In the form of announcement, I pray that you have your pens and paper so you can write down these announcements. Again, Minister Tawan Eppinger, who's going to be delivering God's word on tonight, he comes forth over this worldwide platform every first Thursday night delivering God's word. And while I'm talking about Minister Tawan Eppinger, I want to make this announcement that if you are standing in the need of prayer, God has blessed this young man to have a prayer line that comes forth every night, 7 days a week, 7 nights a week, starting at 9 p.m. If you want to pray or stand in the gap for someone or be prayed for yourself, you can dial this prayer line number, which I'm going to give you. The area code is 602-610-2081. Once again, the prayer line for Minister Tawan Eppinger, which comes forth every night, 7 nights a week, starting at 9 p.m., area code 602-610-2081, and the access code is 913-927. Once again, that access code for the prayer line is 913-927. Also, I want you all to write this down, that every third Saturday night, the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, Deacon Edward Blakely, every third Saturday night, the Sunday School Superintendent, Deacon Edward Blakely, he is the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church. So Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor. He brings forth God's word over this worldwide network and platform. On the 15th of April, Thursday, April 15th, my youngest brother, a retired police officer, Herbert Charles Brown, my youngest brother, is an author. God has blessed him to write a book titled, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life Challenges Work for You. It's now available at Amazon.com. He will be my special guest on Thursday, April the 15th. Again, my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, retired Detroit police officer, will be my special guest, the author of the book titled, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life Challenges Work for You. And while I'm talking about my youngest brother, his oldest daughter, I am so grateful and proud of his oldest daughter, my niece, Kayla Brown. God has blessed her to obtain her realtor's license. She is now a part of the Century 21 realtor family. If you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. Once again, my niece, Kayla Brown, is now a part of the realty company of Century 21. She can be reached at, her cell phone number is area code 313-992-5562. The office phone number is 734-464-6400. Her email address is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla Brown, .C, as in Charlie, C21@gmail.com. So if you live in the Michigan area, And if you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. And finally, my youngest sister, Demetta Burney, God has blessed her to write books as well. She has two children's books. The latest book, children's book, is titled Literate Guard at the Gate. And then her other children's book is titled The Best of Joy. They are both available at Amazon.com. And my youngest sister's name is Demetta Burney. But she also now has a children's store and a children's website where you can purchase the Literate Guard at the Gate book. He has a book with a picture on it, and he also have a coloring book, and also he has a puzzle. Then he has a variety of T-shirts with his picture on it. And finally, he has a pillow, a little small pillow that the children like to carry around or sleep with. And if they're going on a long-distance trip, they have to carry the pillow in the car with them. But he do also have a theme song. So when you go to this website, you will hear his little theme song for children. So if you have children, if you are a parent, grandparent, uncle or aunt or a teacher, and you have little ones in your life between the age of 3 to 8 years old, you would like to purchase items for them from regarding the Literate Guard at the Gate, you can go to my sister's website. Her website is www.joshtheguard.com. Once again, for the Literate Guard at the Gate book, coloring book, puzzles, T-shirts, and pillows, you can go to her children's store or website, all lowercase, www.joshtheguard.com. Well, we're getting ready to, if this thing worked for tonight, we have been having some difficulties lately regarding the music break. So I'm going to try to play a music break song for you all on tonight. If it don't go through, then we're just going to go right ahead and receive Minister Tawan Eppinger, who's going to be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So we're going to try this and see if it works. And if it don't, we will go directly to Minister Eppinger.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I understand that the music is not coming through. I do apologize because they've been sending me messages from the network. We've been having some issues. So that's probably why the reason I can hear it on my end, but I kind of, some of you all may not be able to hear it from your end. But anyway, we're going to move forward. We're going to go ahead with the word on tonight. Before we hear the word from Minister Eppinger on tonight, we want to thank God for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Tomorrow is Good Friday, and this coming Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, when Jesus rose with all power in his hand from the grave. He has the victory over death, hell, and the grave, and he holds the keys, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for you and I that are saved in Jesus' name. So we thank God for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten beloved Son, in whom he said that he's well pleased with. Aren't you grateful that you know without a doubt that you are saved in his name? That's why it's so important that we who are saved, that we spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that gives others opportunity that are not saved, that they too would have a chance to accept Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. So right now I'm so excited to bring forth my brother in Christ, Minister Tuan Ebenezer, who's going to deliver God's word. Minister Tuan Ebenezer, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Amen. I pray to God that everybody's enjoying their day. I pray that you found some peace, love, joy, and happiness. Amen. We're going to get to this word of God. The title for this message is No Weapon or Vice Forged Against You Shall Prosper. The word forged means made falsely, especially with the intent to deceive. Let me say that again. The word forged means falsely, especially made with the intent to deceive. With everything going on in this world today, a lot of people are in fear, panic, and paranoia, and feel defeated. We've allowed the devil to deceive us into forgetting the things that God has said about us. It's time to get back to hearing the voice of God and being a doer of the voice of God. Amen?
Amen.
We must not allow ourselves to be shaken nor swayed. With all these tricks of the enemy, John 10:10 tells us that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. And then it says that Jesus said, but I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. We have to get back to knowing and believing in God, what God has said about us. Amen? We have to get back to standing on his word and stop listening to the lies we're tricked by the author and confusion, which is the devil, into believing. We have to stop letting people, Fox News, CNN, and social media speak into our lives. For God created us to be more than conquerors.
Yes, Lord.
For Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. My God. A lot of times we are our own worst enemy by the way we think and what we put into this atmosphere. And then we wonder why situations get worse and it's hard for us to see daybreak. It's because we release trouble into our lives and into our situations with our words. Our words have power. Give us power to defeat the enemy.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen.
We have to realize that what God has put on the inside of us is bigger than any trial or tribulation that we could face. It's bigger than any attack that might try to come against us. Why? Because God is bigger. He's bigger than all these things. So we must let our themselves. If I can just get you to see that if we change the way we think and let go and let God, things will turn around. Things will definitely turn around for us. I hear you, God. This is prophetic for someone, wherever you are, just start turning around. This represents things turning around in your life. This represents your struggles in life coming to an end. This represents your pain and your heartache ending. Somebody just asked God to turn it. I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's time to let it go.
Yeah.
God is ready to mend your heart, your brokenness. He's ready, willing, and able. He's just waiting on you. Sometimes when you feel like you're in the midst of darkness, you have to speak a word over yourself.
Yes, Lord.
When you feel down and out, you have to speak the things that God has said about, for the blessings of God are still yes. Don't be tricked into thinking that you're less than what God has called you to be. Don't be tricked into thinking that God has forgotten about you. Don't be tricked into thinking that God is a man that he should lie, because he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. He's been faithful and just through every situation that we've ever been through. Whether you were in the trenches or the ditches, God pulled you out because of his grace and mercy. So we have to speak that word over ourselves, because anybody who has had an experience with God knows how great he is.
Yes, Lord.
He has all power in his hand, all power in his hand. And he's able to do exceedingly above all we could ever ask or think. Why? Because he's God. So don't allow yourself to be tricked, because we have the greatest person in the world on our team. We cannot lose. Died so that we may have life more abundantly. He died that we wouldn't be enslaved to sin. He said that by our stripes you are healed. He said whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. He said that if you trust in the Lord, he'll see you through. He said that if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added unto you. So if we have God on our side, we cannot fail. Why? Because he's given us the blueprint for victory.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us the blueprint to live a life holy and righteous and successful in him. He reminds us not to conform to this way, this world, and the ideologies of this world, and the way this world lives their lives, and the world sometimes feel because of the choices that they make. Do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes, Lord.
That we may prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. God can't do anything that's less than perfect. My God. Woo! God. God. Everything he's done is perfect. Why?
Yes, sir.
Because he's God. And he does not make mistakes. He's ready to fix your brokenness. Sometimes you feel like you're in the midst of darkness, you need to speak a word over yourselves. When you feel like you're down and out, speak the things that God has said about you. Somebody needs to hear this to let them know that you have the strength to come out of whatever situation that's been holding you captive. Right now, we break the chains of bondage. Chains of sadness and depression. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you have to come out, because God said whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. God is a chain breaker and a mind regulator. I just need you to believe and know that God has not changed his mind. The blessings of God are still yes and amen. We are in a season where we have to keep our minds clear and know that the author of confusion comes to cloud our judgment or our mindset. For the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's why we have to refrain our eyes from seeing certain things. We have to refrain our ears from hearing certain things. And we have to stop being around people that mean us no good.
Amen.
The Bible says, God will restore to us everything that the locust and the cankerworm stole from us. You better tell the devil that you want everything that he's tried to take from you, whether it be your family, your children, your health, your peace, whatever it is that he's tried to steal. You better tell him, taking it back. How are you going to take it back? By applying your faith in obedience. Take it back by standing in the midst of opposition. The saying is true. Pressure busts pipes. And you have not bust yet, so keep on toiling. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not grow weary. For the proper time will come for us to reap a harvest if we faint not.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes the road is hard. Life comes to beat us up. And we try and we try and we try to stand. But we have to stop depending on ourselves to stand and give it to God. The Bible says, God said to cast all our cares that he cares for us. We have to understand that some battles are not ours to fight.
That's right.
Give it to God. I know that's hard for some of us because we think we are capable of handling any and all situations, whether it breaks us down, leaves us in shambles. We think we can handle it instead of giving it to the one who is able to do exceedingly above all we could ever ask or think. His name is God. We as children, God, have to get back to speaking the word. And release it in our atmosphere. When you speak the things of God and match it with faith and expectation, manifestation happens. Let me say that again. When you speak the things of God and match it with faith and expectation, manifestation happens. God's waiting on you to have enough faith and expectation to manifest the things that you've been hoping and praying for. We're not waiting on God. He's waiting on us to stand bold and profess his word.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
My question to everyone listening to this message is, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Haven't we spent enough time being tricked by the enemy into thinking we cannot accomplish what God told us we can? It's time to stand and shout with a voice of triumph because you are victorious.
Yes, Lord.
I am only speaking what God has said about you. You are, in spite of what the situation may look like, in spite of how many times you have fallen and got back up, in spite of what the doctor says about you, in spite of the prescription. prescriptions that you might have to take. In spite of what your family, your friends, and your loved ones may say or do, you are and no one can take that from you. So always remember to speak a word over yourself. Speak a word of change. Declare and decree the things that God has said about you. For right now, I declare freedom over your life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree healing right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that your best is yet to come. I declare and decree that the devil cannot stop you. I declare and decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I declare and decree that your lineage will be intact and serve the Lord. I declare and decree that your family members who don't know God or who have walked away shall come back into the fold.
Yes, Lord.
Speak a word over yourself. I declare and decree deliverance right now from whatever situation that you've been going through. I declare and decree that God will give you the power to overcome adversity. For we a lot of times ask God to remove certain things when he has created us to overcome. My God. My God. Stop asking God to remove what he's created you to overcome. Your testimony is for someone else to see. Your testimony is for someone else to see. Somebody's victory is tied up in your deliverance. So don't be afraid to go through, but be joyous because you know that on the other side, my God, great man said that reaping may endure for a night, but joy the devil can do nothing to stop you. Nothing's too hard for God, and nothing is too big for God. Give it to him and watch him work it out. The enemy cannot defeat you. Right now, I declare and decree freedom, peace. I pray that God restores to you the joy that you once had, unspeakable joy. Unspeakable joy in the name of Jesus. We will reap a harvest if we faint not. Through Christ, God has given us the ability to defeat the enemy each time he tries to come for us. In closing, God has given us every tool that we need to be successful, overcomers, triumphant in every battle that we may face. He's just waiting on us to use them. Be blessed. Will you decide today? Hello?
Go ahead, Minister, but I thought you were going to do your closing song.
Oh, no, I decided not to do it. But what I'm going to do is say a prayer.
Okay, okay.
Can I do that instead?
Yes, yes, most definitely.
Bow your heads with me wherever you are. Father God, we realize that things are not always going to be easy. But one thing for sure is that no matter what we face, if we're in relationship and in the right position with you, you will always be there for us. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you shall repent. We thank you, Father God, for your sweet love, God. A love that lasts forever, a love that's unconditional, a love that runs deep. We thank you, Lord God, that you have forgiven us, Lord God, many of us for the same sins over and over again.
Oh, yes.
And you still love us enough to throw them into the sea of forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I pray that you stir up the gift on the inside of us, God, because you said that our gift makes room for us. Why? Because it's you that is the gift that is on the inside of us, God. Let us not go weary in well-doing, Father God, but help us to stand no matter what's going on around us, Father. Let us not give in to our fleshly ways or to our lustful thoughts, Father God, but let us stand pure and holy and righteous and be the examples to those that don't know you, Lord God. Not be prideful and boastful in ourselves, but let us make our boast in you.
Yes,
because you are the greatest gift that we could ever get in our lives. You are the greatest gift. And we thank you, God, for everything that you've given us, everything you've done, you're doing, and you plan on doing. The Bible says, pray for the things you need and thank God for all the things that he has already done. We thank you, God, that there's nobody greater than you. We thank you, Lord God, and we exalt your holy name. We praise you. From the depths of our soul, we praise you. We thank you and we glorify and magnify your holy name. Have your way in us, God. Fix our brokenness.
Yes, sir.
Let us not deceive ourselves, Lord God. We need you.
Lord, yes, Lord.
You don't need us, but we definitely need you. For we can't breathe without you. We can't live or do anything without you.
Thank you.
And pray, Lord God, that you continue to extend to us your grace and your mercy. This day and forevermore, Father, we pray, Lord God, that your sweet spirit continues to commune with us day in and day out. Help us to crucify our flesh daily, circumcise our heart and our minds, saturate us with your loving kindness, and consume us with your fire.
Mm.
Chastise us when we're wrong, God.
Yeah.
Well, as anyone connected to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Tuan Eppinger. Thank you for that word on tonight. I know without a doubt there's so many people that have just heard this word, have truly received this word. We thank God for who he is. We thank God that he knows, already knows, and knew who was going to be listening. And he already knows what we all stand in need of. But you have definitely spoken God's word into our lives, into our hearing. Because like you said in your message, we're not waiting on God. God is waiting on us to do our part, to stand on our faith and trust in him so that he can do what he needs to do on our behalf, that he will get the glory. So we have to do something first. We have to stand in faith, because faith is an action word, and God sees and honors our faith. Thank God for you, Minister Tuan Eppinger. We're going to continue to lift you and your family up. As I prayed in the opening prayer regarding your wife and your daughter that has the COVID virus, and not only them, but my brother-in-law, my twin sister, Jeanette, they both have the virus. And not only them, but others around the world that are suffering from this coronavirus, we do know that God is our healer, and we're claiming healing and deliverance and restoration for our loved ones that are dealing with this coronavirus around the world, that he would be able to heal them so that they would have a testimony letting the world know that it was him and God alone who have healed them, that he would get the glory through them and through their lives. They won't be afraid or ashamed to let the world know that it was Jesus who helped heal them. So we thank God for you, Minister Eppinger. We're going to continue to lift you and your family up. And we know that God is going to continue to bless you in the works of your hands and the ministry that he has extended and placed into your doing so that you will continue to lift up the name of Jesus, even through your prayer line that you come forth every night at 9 o'clock p.m. Interceding and standing in the gap for others through prayer. So you continue to be the man of God that he has called and ordained for you to be for such a time as this, that he will continue to get the glory out of your life and that your living will not be in vain. That's my prayer for you on tonight. So right now we're getting ready to close out a little bit early on tonight. But again, I pray that this word has been received on tonight for the hearers of this word, that it's, God's word is not going to go out void. It's going to always accomplish everything that God has set out for it to do. Because he do, again, know who's going to be listening, what we all stand in need of. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. And that's all listeners, if you would please pray with me in this closing prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you that you are not like man. We thank you that you don't forget. You don't get amnesia. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, that you will get the glory through each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. We know that it would never lose its power. Again, Heavenly Father, we bless your name on tonight because without a doubt, we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you are the Most High God. You are the great I am, and you're so worthy to be praised. So continue to have your way in each one of our lives, each one of your servants that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are truly being doers of your word all over the land. And before we close this prayer, we want to continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Christ in Jerusalem and in Israel. Your word lets us to know that we are to continue to pray for our sisters and brothers in Israel and Jerusalem. So we lift them up to you on tonight, asking that you would have your way in their lives, that your will be done in Jerusalem and in Israel, that you will be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that he shed his own blood on the cross for us, for mankind, because he loved you first and foremost, and that he loved mankind so much that he came down from glory in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his sinless and righteous and holy and precious blood, that we can be saved and we can be redeemed and be restored back to you. Those that accept him as your son and as Lord and Savior in our hearts. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ. We thank you again that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the finished work on the cross. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. We don't deserve it. And we thank you again for your grace and mercy. Thank you for who and all that you are. We thank you that we can lift up our eyes all the time. We can, every day, we can lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. For all of our help comes from you and you alone. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. We bless your name on tonight. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry and platform, even to the new listeners on tonight. Wherever they may be, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts as I pray in the name of Jesus. I continue to lift up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, his family, and his Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. and his wife, First Lady Jean Tillman, and their families, and also the Morning Star Baptist Church family, my cousin Pastor Norman King, his entire family, and the Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, and every faithful doer of your word, again, who is truly standing on your word, teaching and preaching your word all over the land. Continue to bless them, the works of their hands, and the ministries that you have placed them over, that you will get the glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. But now, Lord, we pray that you will have your way in each one of our lives individually, and as a corporate body of believers, as we come together on one accord, that you will intervene and you will get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, once again, know, listeners, that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So as we always say on this mobile platform, continue to encourage one another in the word of God, in the Lord's word, and in love, and in peace and in joy. not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but according to God's word. Continue to pray ye one for another. For the word of God says that the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we need each other. We are our sisters and brothers' keeper. Whether the world believe it or not, we are. So we thank God for you, the listeners. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. You want to tune in this Saturday night. Deacon Marvin Cox will be delivering God's word. He always shares with us an inspirational poem, and he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So again, Deacon Marvin Cox will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday, April 3rd. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.